praise the Lord, it's Pastor C with another faith nugget, praise God, and we want to jump right in this here now, because we're talking about using God's living power. God's living power. See, this is what God did. We go back to Genesis chapter 1, and we discover, and God said, let there be light. What did God do? God releases living power. Hallelujah. Praise be to God to create life. When God said, let the water separate itself from the earth, what did God do? God releases living power. Amen. Praise God. And notice, boy, how all through Genesis chapter 1, God did what? God, oh my goodness, he releases living power. God sent the angel to Mary, and he greeted her and shared with her that she was going to have a child. Amen. And she said, well, how has he and I know no man? And he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and overpower you. Amen. And that, and see, from those words, amen, God's living power, amen, he released to Mary God's living power, and she had a son. The same with Abraham. When the Lord appeared unto Abram in a vision, saying, and God said to Abraham, Eliezer is going to be his heir. And God said to Abraham, this should not be your heir, but your heir should come from your own loins. And here's Abraham, 75 years old, praise God. He never had a child. He didn't know nobody ever had a child at that age. But what did God do? God gave him what? His living power. Amen. To do what? To restore his youth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And make his body alive again. Praise God. And then when the angel of the Lord appeared unto Sarah and told her, this time next year, you know, you'll bring forth a son. Mary laughed. An angel said, why laughest thou, Mary? Said, I didn't laugh. The angel said, you did laugh. Amen. And listen, now what does Sarah have? Sarah has God's what? Sarah has God's living power. Amen. To what? To renew her body. Amen. Praise God. And create this ability in her for her to have a child. Glory to God. At 90 years old. At 90 years old. See, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. When you have God's living power, hallelujah, and you are releasing it through the words of your mouth. Glory be to God. Now go have another faith-filled day.